Okay, we're on Tzadi Yamin Beis. In the middle of the wide lines of the Gemara, it's beginning of the line starts at Bimoso. Bimoso Ein Lam Ksuva. And then we're at the Amar Rabba. Okay, so just to get back into it, we had a Gemara brought a Machloikis to Naim that suggested the union of Achas b'mchaye v'Achas b'moso, right? The one of the wives died in his lifetime, the other one died after his life, that there's ksubis shailif, there's a ksubis b'din dichr in there. We brought Ben Nanas, that he says yecholim b'nei rishon olamar b'nei shniya b'nei balaschov atem, so take your ksuba and go. Mashma that they can then they take the ksubis b'din dichrin, so we see there is ksubis b'din dichrin in such a case. And Rabbi Kiva says no, kvar kafsa nachala lifnei rishona, and mashma there is no ksubis b'din dichrin. That's what the Gemara said. My la b'hakamit legita. That's what they're arguing about, whether there's ksubis b'din dichrin or not. That the then Nana said there is, Rabbi Kiva said there is not. Okay, that's where we left off. So now Amar Rava Ashkachtinu leRabbanan deBei Rav the Yasve veKamrei the Kuli Alma Achas bechayev Achas bemoso Yeshlem ksuvas b'din dichrin. So he says no. Everybody, whether Ben Anas and Rabbi Kiva, they're both agreeing that there is ksuvas b'din dichrin. That's not what they're arguing about. The Hacha, what are they arguing about? But the union of Biksuba Nases Mosa Lechaberta Behuadin Lebalchov. So they're arguing about, we mentioned this yesterday, that if there's exactly the amount of money for the two ksubas, for the ksuba that the second ones are taking as the chov, and the first ones are taking for the ksubas b'din dichrin, and that's it, there's no other extra money. And we know that ksubas b'din dichrin can only be taken if there is some money left over for Yerusha. Can we consider the ksuba that the second ones are taking as the extra? Since it's a chov that they're taking, so we consider that money is the extra money, and therefore the first ones could take the ksuvas b'din dichrin. That's what they're arguing about, or not. And huadin lebal chov, that's a case if not. It's a case where both with the classical ksuvas b'din dichrin, when both sons are from mothers that died in the lifetime of the father. That's your classical ksuvas b'din dichrin. But the only money left over is money that is a chov. It's money, here's leftover money, besides the two ksubas that are going to the get, but that money is owed to somebody. Is that money considered extra money that is mosar dinar, you know, that can be used, that we can say now ksuvas b'dichrin or not? That's what they're arguing about. That Mar Savar, meaning Ben Anas, he held that ksuba nasas mosar lechaberta, that the second ksuba can be considered the mosar, the mosar dinar. But who adin the balchov, and balchov same thing. If in a regular case of ksuvas b'din dichrin, if the money that's left is owed to somebody, it's also fine. Umar savar Rabbi Kiva held no that ain ksuba nasas mosar lechaberta. But who adin the balchov. In both those cases, not you can't use the chov to the second children as the considered the extra money, nor can the money owed to somebody be considered extra money as the Yerusha that we can say ksuvas b'din dichrin. So that's what the Rabba heard in the yeshiva of Rav. But he said, v'amina lehu ana, but then I told him that that's not the case. That b'balchov kule yama lo pligi de have mosa. In the case of the balchov, in other words, when both sons are from mothers that died in the lifetime, your classical case, that the money left over, if it happens to be a chov, that everybody agrees that's fine, that's considered moser, that's considered extra money, Yerusha money, because it's Yerusha money. He says it's owed, so that's, and they have a mitzvah to pay off the debts of the father, so it is Yerusha money. He says money that now they have to use to pay off a debt, and that's fine, so everybody agrees that's called moser. But keep legi, they only argue in the case of the ksuba. And why? Because in the case of the ksuba, the second sons, they're not paying off everything. They're taking, right? They're taking this money as a chov for the you know, the ksuba that's owed to them, to the mother, and now they're taking over. It's a chov that they're taking money. That's not called that they're paying off a chov. They're receiving the chov. So therefore, that we don't say, at least that's at least there's a machloikas, whether that's called, you can call that extra Yerusha money or not. Okay, let's see Rashi. The kuli alma yesh lehem, again, it's kind of in the middle of the wide lines over here. Okay, but the kuli alma yesh lehem, everybody holds that there is ksus b'nichrin. The time of the Rabbi Kiva, what's his reasoning? Mishum the leka mosar dinar, because there's not a mosar dinar. Because savar ink suba nasas mosar lechaverta, and if there's no mosar dinar, the second suba that's owed it cannot be considered the mosar dinar. Vafilu hashnia chov, even the second one's a chov to the second son. But who adin labal chov also hecha the mesu shnei mechayev, in the case when they both died in the lifetime of the father. The tarvaihu atu b'toras b'din dichrin. They're both coming b'ksubas b'din dichrin. V'yesha mosar dinner, but v'hu mishuba labalcho. But that it's owed to somebody. Also lo havi mosar. That's what Rabbi Kiva held. But balcho kuli alma says Rashi lo pligi to havi mosar. No, when it comes to Rabbi told him no. When it comes to balcho, everybody holds that it's not a problem. That is havi mosar. Says Rashi hoyel v'ashtar yotze al kulam. That both sons they owe this money from that they inherited. Ninsa kulam borim, everybody's paying, and that's called the nachal shalahem. It's just that they're using it to pay off the debt. Shasu behen mitzvahs priyas machov left for their father, and yet they argue only in kipligi biksuba v'achas b'chaya v'achas b'moso v'ashnia, only the shnia is a chov, but the shnia is a chovi. And therefore, pligi, the banana savar harezu k'sharchov, so fine. So they said that who's the chov? The chov happens to be going to the second son. That's also called the chov. And v'havei mosar, and therefore it's considered extra. And therefore they can the first ones can use the eclectic suis b'din dichrin. But Rabbi Kiva savar lav k'sharchov dami. It's not the same. Kevan the inhu that they referring to the second ones are gufayu kashakli. They're not paying anything. They're receiving the money. The second son. Therefore, Hanach b'nei Shnia mekablim v'lo porim. They're receiving and not paying. Nimsa she'en kan nachla deraisa. You don't have nachla deraisa in this case. V'lo yiskin yirushas b'nei dichrin de rabbanan l'meikar nachla deraisa. It doesn't work to knock out the deraisa. Okay, back to the Gemara. Matkifla Rav Yosef. I hachi, if that's what they're arguing about, Rabbi Kiva Amir, the Lashans, this doesn't work. Because the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva is Rabbi Kiva Omer Kfar Kafza Nachala. So that sounds like there's no Ksuvas B'din Dichrin. Kafza Nachala, that's it. They jumped away. It sounds like there's no Ksuvas B'din Dichrin over here. Im Yesh Mosar Dinar, so Im Yesh Mosar Dinar Mibayale. So if they're arguing about if there's a consider the Mosar Dinar or not, so that's what he should have said, Im Yesh Mosar Dinar, and if not, that's the lesson that he should have used. So Ela Amar Rav Yosef, Achas B'chai B'achas Mochasar Kamiflugi. That's what they're arguing in. Meaning, it's in fact, they're arguing about the classic case. Do we say with Achas B'chai B'achas B'moso, do we say Ksuas B'ndichrin? That is what they are arguing in. V'hani Tanai Ki Hani Tanai. And they're arguing the same machloikas as the following tonight. Okay, let's see Rashi for a second. Ihachi, says Rashi, the Baha Luchuda who de pligi, that's what they're arguing. Rabbi Kiva Mishum the Leika Mosar is considered as it's not called Mosar. Vihave Mosar that they wouldn't argue. So what is this Lashon that he says, Far Kafsa Nachala? Right? The Mashmad ain't Kantoras Bini Dichrin Klal. That's not the Lashon, is there is no Suis Bini Dichrin. So Haki Baile in memory, this is what he should have said, if this is what they're arguing. He should have said, Imesha Mosar Notli, Mimlav Lane Notli. Okay. So what are they arguing in? The regular classical case of Achas B'chai of Achas B'moso. And like the following Machlekes Tanayim, the Tanya. Nasa es Rishona, says the Gemara. Nasa es Rishona, Umesa. Nasa es Shnia, Umesu. That's our classical case we're talking about, right? Nasa Rishona, one B'chayev and one B'moso. Bayin Baneha, says the Tanakama. Bayin Baneha Shelzu, La'achar Misa, V'noslim Ksubas Iman. Okay, so we're going to see later on, the Gemara is going to have a different approach, what this means. But at this point, who's the zoo? Right? The Banea Shozu. At this point, we think it's the second set. The ones Achar Mosel. So what happens? Bain Banel Shozu, they collect the Alschov, right, the Ksuba of their mother. Venosling Ksubas Iman, Zeo. Mashma, there's no Ksubas between Dichrin for the first ones. Right? The second ones collect the Chov, finish. And Rabbi Shimon argues, no, Im Yesh Moser Dinar, then Elu Nosling Ksubas Iman, Ve Elu Nosling Ksubas Iman as well. Vim, there is Ksubas Benin Dichrin. The only time there isn't is if there's no Moser Dinar. Vim Lav, no Moser Dinar. Then Choltkin Veshava. Then there's no Ksubas Benin Dichrin. So here we have, we suggest that's what they're arguing about. The Fertana Kama held that there's no Ksubas Benin Dichrin. You say no, and Rabbi Shimon says there is. As the Gemara says now, my la b'haka miflegi. The Mar Sava Rabbi Shimon held achas b'chayv achas mozo yeshlem ksuvas benin dichrin. Who Mar Sava Tanakama that achas b'chayv achas mozo einlem ksuvas benin dichrin. That's exactly what they're arguing about, and then we're saying that Rabbi Kiva and Benanas are arguing in that same thing. So the Gemara says no. The kulei alma achas b'chayav achas b'moso yeshlem ksuvas. Everybody holds it in theory. There could be in such a case of chayav b'moso there is ksuvas benin dichrin. Returning to tzadi aleph amud aleph, v'hacha b'dinar mikarke kamiflegi. Mar savar mikarke in metalte lo, umar savar afilu metaltele. So what are they arguing about? A different topic. The argument is that mosar dinar. Can that be a metaltalin? Or does it have to be mekarke? So the lashon they point out is a little bit funny, because the Gemara says they're arguing about dinar mekarke coming flee. Truth is, they're not arguing about dinar mekarke. Everybody holds that for sure mekarke, if the mosar dinar is karke, everybody holds it's okay. They're really arguing if it's not karke, right? If it's metaltalin, if the only thing left over of the nachala after the ksubas is metaltalin, is that okay? Then Mar Savar Tanakama held it has to be karka and not metaltalin, and Rabbi Shimon held the filu even metaltalin. Okay, so Rashi back on Amud Base. So Elamar Rav Yosef Kidipirishis Beresha. As we said earlier, the filu haveba mosar asa Rabbi Akiva lemeimar the hoyel v'achas b'moso lekas tuvis bin dichrin. Nothing to do with the moser, even if there is a moser. Rabbi Akiva held that in the case of achas chayav achas mocha, there's no ksuvis bin dichrin. Libanei rishona v'kol shekein ki leka, and if there's no moser din, of course. Ba'im b'nei shalzu. So then we said, and it's the same machlokes as this brisa over here. And it says Bayim b'nei shozu. That's a Tanakama. Says Rashi kasal kadaita. Who's the zoo? Abenei shniakai. That the second ones come, take their ksuba, and that's it. Mashma, the first ones don't get anything. There's no ksuba sitting dichrin. V'haki kamar b'nei b'nei shnia, which is the balaschov. She balaschov. And not link ksuba zimam. Aval b'nei rishana ain't kan ksuba. There's nothing. The kasal v'achas b'chay v'achas b'moso ain't lehem. And v'cholki meshaveh, says Rashi, es mosar al ksuvas hachov, whatever is left over. Okay, so then we said, no, what they're arguing is a different thing. Everybody holds there is ksuvas bin dichrin. They're arguing if what is left over is metaltling. Says Rashi, bedina mekarke kamiflegi, ki ba'inan hahu mosar shehei sham. Do we need that extra mosar is of the steak subas v'dinar mimakarko? Does it have to be karka? V'hacha b'daleka mosar dina ela metaltalin. And here we're talking about that all that there's left is metaltalin. Mishum hachi amar tanakama. Excuse me. Ne'ein b'nei rishon andotlim. They held no. If it's only metaltalin that's left, that's the extra dinar. They don't collect. The first one doesn't collect the ksubas benin dichrin. V'asa Rabbi Shimon lemeimar hoyel v'yesh mosar dinar kol dehu mishakle. Even if it's metaltalin, it's fine. You can take. Okay. More continues. Doesn't like that. Umi matzin amar hachi. Can you say that Rabbi Shimon says it's okay as long as it's metaltalin? We see that's not the case. Beferish v'atnan, the Mishnah says later on, the Rabbi Shimon Omer afilu yesham nechasim she'ein lemachrayas, which is metaltalin, doesn't work. Ein unklum. It's not good if what's left is metaltalin. Ad she'heisham nechasim she'yesh lemachrayas. There has to be karka dafka. Yeser al sheik subas dinar. So here we see it's impossible to say. Rabbi Shimon says even if it's not karka that's left, it's fine. And here's the fair is not that way. So the fair has to be that Mosar Diner must be karka. So therefore we have a different approach. Ella Hacha, what are they arguing again? Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, they're arguing a different area. Bedinar Mishabde Kamiflige. That if there's a Mosar Dinar, but that, what if that Mosar Dinar is owed to somebody? It's Meshuba. In other words, it's money that's left over for Yerusha per se, but it's owed to somebody. Mosar Dinar, that's Meshuba. So that's what they're arguing. That Marsavar Tana Kamehel Mibnei Chori'in Mishabde Lo. It has to be Bnei Chori. Now it can't be owed to somebody, this Mosar Dinar. Umarsav and Rabbi Shimon said, no, Afilu Mishabde. It's okay, even if it's owed. So the Gemara isn't like that either. Why? Because the Lashon doesn't fit in nice. Ihachi, if that's the case, the Rabbi Shimon is coming to be Meikel and says, no, you know, even as Meshabde, doesn't fit in with his Lashon. Because Lashon of Rabbi Shimon is, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Yesha Mosar Dinar, then they take. It's Mashma that he's like saying, no, he's being Machmer. It has to be. It's a lashna of being machmir. There has to be a Mosar Dinar, etc. So we're trying to say he's being maker. He said, that's okay if it's meshuba, even if it's meshuba. It doesn't fit as a lashna. His lashna sounds like he's being machmir. Therefore, it should have said, Kevan Sheish a Mosar Dinar. He should have said something lashon like that, like being maker. If that's what he was holding, that it's okay if it's meshuba, that he's being maker. So it doesn't fit in. Kevan Chesha Moshe Dinar Mibayale. It should have been more of like a Meikol Lashon. Hey Rashi, Umas Savar Filim Mishabde. Rabbi Shimon Savar Chov Habi Mosar. Even if what's left over is a Chov, that's also considered. Says the Rashi, Yihachi Rabbi Shimon Omer Imesha Mosar Dinar. The Bryce Zakai, we're talking about the Bryce. So Hoyal Bidiika Mosar Mukema. So that's what we're talking about. Ella, but the Mosar is there, but it's Meshubad. Rabbi Shimon Lakula Kamar, he's being Makel and says, yeah, it's okay even if it's Meshubad. So Hachi by Leila Mamer. So he should have said more of a Lashon of being Makel. He should have said Hoyal Vyesha Mosar Dinar, Elu Notlim, etc. So his Lashon doesn't work for that. Ella, so another try. What are they arguing about? Ella bepachos midinar kamiflegi. They're arguing about there is a mosar dinar, but it's not a dinar, right? There's money left over for the Yerusha, but it's not a dinar, not a full one. That is what they're arguing about. Pachos midinar kamiflegi. That mar savar again the Tana Kama hell dinar in pachos bedinar lo. It's not if it's not good if what's left over is less than a dinar. It has to be a whole dinar. And Marsavar, meaning Rabbi Shimon, says, Afilu pachos mi dinar. No, you can even have less than a dinar. You can still have the ksuvas b'din dichur. The Gemara says, that can't be. We see the Farish, that's not the case. But how Rabbi Shimon, he says, what was his lashon? Im yesh mosar dinar. He said, beferish, if there's a dinar, yes, not, it has to be, but he said, beferish, has to be a mosar. How can you say, Rabbi Shimon is make, says, even if it's not a dinar? He said, beferish, im yesh mosar dinar. Kama. Okay, so now we are going to do a little bit of fancy footwork. And the Gemara says, v'chitem ipuch. So maybe, now we're mentioning, we said this earlier, now we're changing what the intent of the Brisa. Until now, the whole time, when we had the Lashon of the Brisa, was what? Bain Baneha Shozu Lachar Misa V'notin Ksubas V'nima. So the whole time now, we felt that was going on the second sons. They said, Zu takes the Ksuba, and that's it. Now we're switching. Now we're suggesting, maybe not. Maybe Baneha Shozu is the Hefik, refers to the first sons. Okay? So the first, that's what we're saying, Epuch. Let us say the opposite. That the price that comes out that the Tanakama held that it's enough if it is less than a Mosar Dinar, and Banea Shazu means the first ones can take the Ksubas B'din Dichrin, right, even if you don't have a dinar. And the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon is no if there's a dinar, yes, and a not dinar, no. And that's what they're arguing about. In other words, we're switching around. As the first ones are saying that you can take it, but they also do take it, and they meant even if it's not a Mosar Dinar. And then along comes Rabbi Shimon and says, no, Mosar Dinar, not. It has to be a full dinner. That's what they're arguing. You can perhaps read the Braisa like that. That's where it suggests. Now, so the Gemara says that's also a problem. Why? Because the chitema epuch tanakama the masnisi nami dinar kamar. That's fair to say because the Mishnah coming up also held said clearly that tanakama in the Mishnah coming up said that it has to be a full dinar. And the Gemara is understanding that the Tanakama, the Braisa, is the same Tana as the Tana in this Mishnah coming up, and therefore Tana in the Mishnah coming up says that it has to be a full dinner, therefore you can't say this as it, or the Tana and Braisa also must have held that way, therefore this Chiluk is also out the window. Okay, says Rashi, V'chit teima ifuch, if you want to say reverse it, Perusha de Parshinan de Plutayu ipuch. The parish that we said, flip it around. Be'ema b'nashozu, by buying b'nashozu, the kamartanakama abnei rishona kai. Is talking about the first set, not like we've been learning until now, is going on the second set of sons. The kamar, the shaklik subasiman, the beninikun, they do take, the first do take. But even if we're saying, even if it's not a mosar dinar, v'asar rabbi shimon lemeimar, miyesha mosar dinar, no, you have to have a mosar dinar. Then kulam notlim, v'im lav, el pachos bidinar, then yesh chokhim b'shaveh, then they don't take a suizdin dichrin, and they just split. Ah, that can't be. Rashi, v'atana kama de masnitsin, the kamar, rabbi shimon alayhu, which is in our, that Mishnah, also rabbi shimon's there, commenting, says it has to be a dinner. Afilu yesham nechasim, she'en lemachrayas, enam klum, etc. That dinar kamar, diktani, hayasham yo'eser dinar chule, v'atana kama de masnitsin, is tana kama de braisa. So there, in the Mishnah, the tana says that there has to be a dinner, so also in the braisa, they're assuming the same thing. Okay, back to Gemara. Ella, finally the last thing. Ella ki hanach trei lishne kamai ve'epuch. So we'll go back, and we're still gonna epuch. We're still gonna flip it around. Say, and we'll say that the first Tana, when it said ba'im di banei shazu, is in fact talking about the first set of sons. They can take their ksuvs nichrin. And what are they arguing about? They're arguing about the first two things we discussed earlier. In other words, whether it has to be metaltel, a karka, or whether it's enough even if the mosar dinar is metaltelin, that's what they're arguing about. The Tanakhama said, Banei HaShazu, yeah, they can take the ksuvas v'nichrin. Along comes Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can't take it if it's metaltelin, it has to be karka, which fits into Rabbi Shimon's shita. We said it held that way, it has to be karka. And the Mishubadim. Right, whether if the mosar dinar is meshuba to somebody, the Tanakhama said, yeah, vayim the vanei shozu, meaning the first one, and can take suus din dichrin, even if what's left over is meshuba. And along comes Rabbi Shimon and says, no, it has to be bnei chorin, it can't be meshuba. That's the argument. Okay, Rashi, ella kihani trei lishnikame. We're holding like the first two attempts with the dinar mekarke or the dinar meshabde. Ve'epuch, and then we still switch it around like we've done before. The terutzta ve'hachik kamar tanakama. The tanakama held ba'im b'nei shozu means there shall rishona. Gam heim notlim ksubas iman. They do take it. Mishum tnai of the binding dichrin. Ve'af al gav the leka elamoser dina metaltal. Even though it's only metaltal, it's fine. It's still ksubas binding dichrin. They take it or meshavner if the money's owed that's left over. It's also fine. But the Rabbi Shimon lemeimer no im yesh moser dina. It has to be mekarke, number one, and two, it has to be money that is not owned, that's owed, it has to be b'nei chori, then elu notli, etc. If not, not. V'hashta, the Rabbi Shimon fits in now with his lashon, his lachumra, v'lo shayach lo osfit, so we can't ask what we asked before. Hoyo v'yesha mibayalei, that's not a problem now, because now he's being lachumra. Okay. Sorry? Right, no, because we switched it around. Right, because we switched around the April. Okay, Amar Marzutra, Mishmei Rav Papa. Hilchata achas b'chai v'achas b'moso, yesh lem ksubas b'nin dichrin. And he said, and u ksuba nase mosa l'chaberta. So here he says, the halacha is, achas b'chai v'achas b'mosa, there's ksubas b'nin dichrin, and also the second, again, the ksuba for the second kids, that can be considered the mosa. Ask the Gemara. Bishlama yashmina nachas bechayav achas b'mosa yeshem k'suvas b'nin d'ichrin v'lo ashmina n'k'suvas nase mosa l'chaverta hava mina ii kamosar dinar ini lo. So Gemara says, it's questioning, why did he have to say both things? I can understand if he would have only said the first thing, that there's achas bechayav achas b'mosa this k'suvas b'nin d'ichrin, he only said that, I wouldn't necessarily know that he held that the second one can be considered the mosa. Fine, that's fine, that's true. But ella lishmeinik suba nasas mosa lechaverta vana yadana mishum dachas bechayav achas b'mosa yeshem k'suvas b'nin d'ichrin. But he didn't have to say the first thing. He could have only said the second thing. All he had to say is halach is that the second one can be considered a mosar lechaverta, and then I would understand you. We're obviously talking about achas b'chayi b'achas moso, because that's only when that's nogeya, and therefore we know achas mosar achas b'chayi is k'suvas b'nin d'ichrin. All he has to say is not second one's not say mosar, and that's it. So why did he have to say the first thing? So with more answers. If I only would have said the second thing, that the ksuba, second suba is mosar lechaverta, I would have thought havamina only in the following case. Kegon shenasa shalosh nashim, umesu shtayim b'chaya, vachas b'mosa. V'hach, demayis la'achar misa, yoledes nekevehi, v'lav bas yerushahi. And therefore, I might think only in that case we'd say that this ksu is b'nei nichrin for the first two sons. Aval, achas b'chayi b'achas b'moso, v'ha d'l'achar misa is yoledes zachari, eima lechush lin suye kamash malan. Meaning that I might have thought that if I only mentioned it, it's a nasik mosa l'chaverta, I might say that it's talking about a case of three wives. He married two wives, and they both had children, whatever, and then they died in his lifetime. Then he married another wife, okay, and then he died first, and in her life. However, that woman only had a girl, or girls, whatever, only had a girl, didn't have any boys. So then I would say over there, okay, it may be in that case, Dafka, there's not a problem of giving those first two boys the k'suvas b'din d'ichrin. Why? Because, as we said over here, because I might think that if it's only achas b'chayi b'achas b'moso, we saw this earlier at the beginning of this whole sugya, right, when only the achas b'chayi b'moso, and the one b'moso had a boy, or boys, that there would be a problem to say k'suvas b'nin d'ichrin, to give it to the first ones. Why? As we mentioned this right at the beginning. Because it might come to get to fights. Why? Because the second ones are only taking al t'chov. The first ones are taking, as we said, yartun t'na. They're taking as a yerusha. So the second one could say, the first ones, that's not fair. You're taking off the top of the yerusha money that's coming to everybody for you, the mother, your mother's k'suva, and that's not fair. We don't like that. We are taking a chov. I mean, our father died in my mother's life. Now she says deserves al chov. The ksuba, we're taking a chov. That's something else. But you're taking off the top of the Arusha money. We don't want that, and that could lead to fights. So therefore, I might say maybe in Echanami we do not say achas chay machas amosa ksuvas v'nin d'ichrin there. Where would we say it though? When there's, we said, the three wives. Why? Because now The one coming taking it as a chov right after the death, that's who? A girl. We said there's no, if it's a yoledes bas, there's only a girl. When it comes to a girl, right, she, there's no taina, she can't say, hey, that's not fair, you two guys are taking the ksuvas b'nin d'ichrin, right, the first from the first two, you're to Israel, you're taking off the top of the Yerusha, that's not fair. She's not going to say that. Why? Because she doesn't get a Yerusha. What does she care? She's a girl. She doesn't get a Yerusha anyway. So, machbatla, if the first two are taking off the top of the Yerusha money, take what you want. It doesn't get anything else. Not coming to Atilin Suye. So I might say that Dafka there, we say, no problem, that Achaz B'mochaz, Achaz B'achaz, meaning that there's two boys taking at the beginning, k'suvas b'nin d'ichrin, they want that, and after the death is the girl, then that's not a problem of letting them take k'suvas b'nin d'ichrin, because they're not going to come to fight. They're not going to come to fight, because the girl's not going to say, you're taking from the Yerusha, because she doesn't get the Yerusha anyways. But one before and one after, and the one after is a boy, that there might come to fight, I might say that there, maybe we don't say that the first ones get the ksuma. Therefore, along comes her papa, you have to say no. Even if they're both boys, one before, one after, that the boy, the second one, is the first one's allowed to take ksuma. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Something else. That's the din of the mizon. Okay, let's just finish up with Rashi. Okay, v'ana yadana. Why do we need both? V'ana yadana, the ibishtein b'chayav. Because if we're talking about that they're both, the case of regular both, that they died in the lifetime of the father, the tarvayu b'toras b'nim dichrei nasa, lo matzilamemer, you wouldn't say this lashon of ksubas nasa in mos lechaver, there's not nogea. The halap priyas chov, no priyas chov over here. V'hachi lo be'in and mosar, so hechidkan, you don't need the mosar lechaver over here, so therefore, where was it metuka? So we said, the lav bas Yerusha. We're talking about three wives, and the girl is not Bas Yerusha. V'leika l'meichash, we don't have to worry about lein suyit for fights. Wad had leisla b'nechassim koach eleksubas iman. The only thing she gets is the chov of the mother that she gets. You know, the mother is the ksuba that's coming as the chov. And that's it. But no Yerusha. U'b'nei shtayim harishonim, harishono shehim zacharim, by l'meirah, they get the Yerusha. V'yesh lehem ksuba siman gdola mishel chaverta. Oh, so then the one that's old, that's a greater ksuba, says to the one that's a lesser ksuba, omrim tlu ksuba simechem, take your ksuba, and we're going to take ours as well. We'll take, you know, both they'll get the ksubas of their mother. V'yimishum the leka moser dinar. Hare peranu bein shneinu haksuba hashlishis, and we need a moser diner again. What are we talking about here? That there's three ksubas, right? The two from the first, the mothers from the lifetime, and the one after. But that's all there is. No extra money. But we're using the ksuba that's paying off the girl. That's the moser diner. And fine, that's okay. There's exactly what we need, and the extra, the shlishi, that's we're paying off. That's going to be the moser dinar. V'hina says moser l'shtayim shebechayav. Meriva ain't kind. We don't have to worry about meriva. Why? De'ele ve'ele b'toras b'nin dichri not links to haksubas, because the two sons, they're taking regular ksubas b'nin dichri off the top, right? Vizu shenat la mishum chov ain la lariv. And this girl that's taking haschov, she's not nothing to fight about. Why? Sharei ain't a yereshes. She's not a yereshes. She doesn't get any money as I was to Yerusha. She to chalomar atem yereshim ksuba yeter al chaluka. It's not fair. You're taking off the top in Yerusha. They said, well, you care. You don't get any Yerusha anyway. So she's not gonna fight. However, with the one, if the case is with boys, we have a problem because lechush lin suya there. Yes, we have a problem of fighting. Yachol omar bana shelzu, meaning the second one, right? The balaschov that atem lama tirshu es abba yoter mimeni. What are you taking off the top of the Yerusha money from the ksuba of your mother? That's not fair. Shatem ba'im litok subas imachem yeter alachuk l'chaluka. You're taking besides the chaluka that we're getting from our father. You're taking first off the top the your mother's suba. We don't want that. So im natalti ani ksubas imi lo mi avi arashti elimi imi. Ah, you're saying, well, I'm also taking a ksuba. That's a different story. What I'm taking is from the mother. The mother, there's money owed to the mother, the ksuba of the mother, because our father died in the lifetime of our mother, and therefore that's a chov of our mother that we're taking. That's a different story. But you're taking off the top of the Yerusha of the father that we're not happy with, and I might think, therefore, that we don't say ksuba is b'nidichun in such a case, kamash malan, therefore, kamas marzutra, name of Rapapa, there. We do say.